Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, I have stand-up comedian Brandon Courtney here in the studio tonight. You want to know what it's like to be a stand-up? Brandon's going to tell you. We'll be back in a few.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, everybody. Brandon Courtney. He's a stand-up comedian. He's here. Here he is, Brandon. How's it going?
My name's Tom.
Tom? What?
I'm not Brandon.
Oh,
I know Brandon.
Yeah.
I know him.
Yeah.
I'm not him.
Okay, so
we don't even look alike.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so we stand-up comedian Brandon Courtney's here. We're going to learn, if you want to know what the stand-up world is like in Springfield or regionally. He's doing stand-up all over the area. Brandon, what's your favorite?
Do you want me to call Brandon?
Wait,
so you can talk to him?
So this isn't a bit.
I'm not Brandon.
This is not a bit?
This is not a bit.
Wait, what? Have I been calling you Brandon for years?
Yeah, every time you mess with me, I just thought it was like a cute little nickname or something.
Wait.
An oddly specific nickname.
Brandon's the funny one?
Yeah, Brandon's the funny one. I'm the one that just talks about real life.
Oh. Yeah, you're a bummer.
Yeah.
Can you do some...
Like depressed Bill Hicks.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, wait, could you do some of Brandon's jokes? Do you know any of his jokes?
I know. He's got one about, like, why does my phone always die when there's 8% left?
Yeah.
that's a good one.
Wait, what's one of your jokes?
One of mine's like, you ever think about the doomsday clock and how we're all going to be gone soon?
Oh. But this is like fun radio stuff. This is like, wait a minute. Weren't you the one, you had a full house,
yep.
The room was packed, everyone was just dying. Laughing. Was that you?
Well, they weren't laughing.
Okay,
everyone's dying.
Shoot. You came all the way over here. On Saturday night.
Yeah.
I don't want you. Do you have Brandon's number?
I do have Brandon's number, but I
okay, think can we get him on the phone?
He might be doing a show for like 300 people right now.
Yeah, he probably is.
Yeah. Mine, I was supposed to do a show, but there were only one person, and that was the waitress. There were only one person.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I don't get a lot of shows.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is worse than I was expecting. Thanks for coming by, Brandon.
Okay.
Courtney.
Thanks, Steve.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, everybody on the line. Coming up, I got my dad. My dad called in. Stick around.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, it's Saturday night. It's me, Mystery Jeff, hanging out with you while you're driving somewhere. Maybe you're huddled around the family radio. I don't know. Hey, I got my dad on the line. This is pretty cool. I don't usually get to talk to him on Saturday nights, but here he is. Steve, how you doing?
Jeff.
Yep.
Jeff.
Yeah, it's me.
You there?
Yes.
Jeff, I've been meaning to ask you.
Yeah. Hey, Dad.
How's your ankle doing?
Fine.
I knew your ankle was bothering you.
Yeah, it's fine now, Dad.
Is it okay?
It's okay.
I know you were really concerned because it was swelling.
Yeah.
I had that too.
Oh,
you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
You called into my radio show to talk to me about my ankle?
Well, yeah, you don't call me.
Dad. You're right. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We just like to hear from you. I was concerned about your ankle.
Yeah, no, it's fine, Dad. It's fine. Now, Dad, a lot of people don't know this, but you're...
Now, are you just saying it's fine?
No, it is
just so
fine.
I stop bothering you about your ankle?
I don't want to talk... Okay, it's fine. It's just like a little...
Fine isn't
a
good,
little
Jeff.
Sore. It's just a little sore.
A little sore?
Yeah.
That's not fine.
Okay, but I'm not saying it's great. I'm saying it's fine. I can deal with a little sore. I appreciate your concern, Dad, but we're on the radio. I'm not sure this is entertaining.
A little sore for 3 weeks, Jeff?
Dad, I try to make this show entertaining, but you're only want to talk about my ankle.
I'm sorry. I'm just concerned for my boy.
Yeah. Anyway.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Dad, I'm here. Let's do that.
I lost you.
Let's do that old like little rhyme we used to do before
okay,
you put me to bed. I'll start it. You complete the rhyme.
Okay, sounds good.
Night, night, sweet prince. Yeah, and then you say you're on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I lost you.
Yeah, night, night, sweet prince.
Sweet prince, go to bed, please. Take the hint. Put you to sleep like a baby every night.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, thanks for calling in, Dad. My ankle's feeling really
good. Okay,
great.
Yeah. I've just keep an eye on it for me and call me, please.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, coming up in a few, it's time for Do You Care About That? I asked Tom Gray if he cares about the news headlines.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, everybody, Mystery Jeff. Well, I got Tom Gray in here. He's a stand-up comedian, also part-time model. He is here. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great.
All right. So here's what's going to happen. I am going to read to you some headlines, and you just tell me if you care about it or not.
I think I can do it, yeah.
It'll be kind of fast. We'll see. Okay. All right. Headline. No sweethearts candy this Valentine's Day. Krispy Kreme introduces conversation donuts. Do you care, Tom?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know where Krispy Kreme thinks they can get off.
All right. Fifth grader's award-winning science fair project. Is Tom Brady a cheater? Do you care?
No.
No. Sports? No good?
No.
All right. Next up, family kicked off American Airlines flight due to body odor. Do you care?
Yes.
Yeah. A family from Detroit was kicked off an American Airlines flight after other passengers complained about their body odor. They were flying back from home from vacation in Miami when they were escorted off the plane before takeoff. That's worth caring about.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Everyone's looking at you.
Because... Right. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, they know it's you.
Yeah. And it's not like a fart on
a plane.
Yeah,
where you can blame it on.
Like, oh, it's someone else. Everyone's like, we're all triangulating. Yeah. It's you.
Yeah, it's you. We know it's you.
Family out of here. All right. Buffalo Wild Wings will give out free wings if Super Bowl L53 goes to overtime. Do you care?
No.
Tom does not care. Next up. Woman rescued from drainage pipe after trying to save dogs. Do you care?
Yeah, that's interesting.
A woman crawled into a narrow drain pipe to rescue two puppies, but she ended up needing to be rescued because she got stuck. Did the dogs get out? Both dogs were able to make it to safety as well.
There we go. They can't leave you hanging like that in news articles.
Exactly. All right, next one. Cyclist caught attacking Uber driver in traffic. Do you care, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
A cyclist in New York City was caught on video jumping on top of an Uber car and smashing the front and back windshields.
That's pretty cool.
It's about time a cyclist like took out a car, right?
Yeah, that's irony.
It's like man bites dog, right?
Yeah.
Don't bite the hand that's driving the steering wheel.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, a McDonald's customer threatened an employee with a shotgun for not getting his hot sauce with fries. We need to dissect that. Come back.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Jeff, on the radio. I'm in your dash. Help. Hey, I've got Tom Gray here. Tom is...
Hey, I'm here too. I'm stuck.
He's a stand-up comedian. He's also in your dash. And we just wanted to kind of talk about some things in the news. So, Tom, you ready?
Oh, of course.
All right. So, a man in Phoenix, Arizona, pointed a shotgun at a McDonald's employee because he was not served hot sauce with his French fries. Do you think that's reasonable?
No.
No.
Hot take? I don't think that's a reasonable
reaction.
It's not reasonable. No.
The man went through the drive-thru and received his fry order, but did not get any hot sauce. He went into the restaurant and poured a soda on the employee who had served him. The worker followed the man out of the store to get his license plate number, and when she got to his car, the man pulled a shotgun, clambered a shell, and pointed at her. The customer was arrested. Yeah, of course.
I think the scariest part is that he clambered a shell.
Yeah. Is it clambered or clambered?
I think clambered? It's clambered.
Yeah, you clamber.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I know there's a B there, like lamb.
Yeah, it's silent.
Lamb.
Lamb.
But he poured soda on the employee, which is like kind of classic.
It's classic drive-through stuff.
You know? Yeah, I think of it as like a romantic comedy, like a bad date, and he says something wrong, or like.
Yeah, he puts his foot in his mouth,
yeah,
and then she's like, "You know what? I'm standing up for myself for the first time in my life."
Side note: have you seen Crazy Rich Asians?
No, I haven't. I want to.
I just watched it on the plane. It's wonderful.
Is it wonderful?
I love romantic comedies. And then they went away for years. There weren't any good ones.
Yeah. It was all Hugh Grant and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like 90s into early 2000s.
Yeah.
Lots of great romantic comedies. And then they just kind of fell off the face of the earth.
The Titanic.
Titanic. Romantic
comedy.
Comedy. Anyway, Crazy Rich Asians. I watched it on the plane. It's a delight.
I need to see it.
Yeah.
How long is it? I have ADHD, so I can't watch long movies.
Oh, 2 hours?
2 hours, that's pushing it.
All right.
I'll try, though.
All right, that's what we're talking about.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, everybody, I got Tom Gray in the studio with me. Who's Tom Gray? You're going to have to stick around to find out.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hi, everybody, it's me, Mystery Jeff, from the Mystery Hour. It's a show. Saturday nights. It's on Fox 5. Anyway, I have podiatrist Tom Gray in here with me.
Yes.
Tom, tell me, what's the most interesting thing about feet? To you, as an expert in feet, what's most interesting?
Probably the smell.
The smell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like wine.
And if you could explain, like, the mechanics of the foot as you step and propel yourself forward, how does that work? Because I'm interested. We all have feet, but we don't necessarily know how they work.
Okay.
But you went to medical school, and then you went to school to be a podiatrist.
I went to DeVry.
DeVry. DeVry School of Podiatry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a better rhyme.
It's online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how does the mechanics of the foot work all as you're walking?
So first, you know, the heel,
uh-huh.
like wrestling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's on your foot. It's uh-huh. not a bad guy. The heel's your friend in this case.
Right, right, right.
Okay, so you step on the heel.
Uh-huh.
And then you just...
You move forward.
Move forward.
Okay, so what is... this is fascinating to me. You're an actual podiatrist. What is something about the foot that people don't know about that you wish that they did? Just a basic...
I mean, the foot can kill.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In what way? What do you mean?
If you hit someone hard enough with the foot...
Yeah.
You might be having... An eternal sleep.
Eternal sleep. Wow. So in terms of care of the foot, I know you see a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons with feet, because you are an actual podiatrist.
Yes.
But in terms of care, what are some tips you have for people to take care of their feet so they don't have to go to the podiatrist?
Rubbing alcohol?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not even on the feet. Just
okay.
rubbing alcohol.
Just rubbing
owning
alcohol.
It. Having it in the house.
Having it in the house.
Around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
But how? What's the chemistry of that?
It's a mental thing.
Oh, okay.
You know, you don't need it, but your brain knows it's there. So it's sending positive energy to the feet.
Okay. Now, if you could, we're just going to kind of rapid fire, go through the different bones of the feet.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So on your mark, get set, go.
Okay. So there's the heel.
Heel.
I don't think that's a bone, but that's fine. And then there's the big toe.
Big toe.
The one in the middle that's like bigger than the big toe,
but
not as fat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's the one next to that one.
What's
and
that called?
That one's called like the middle child.
Middle child. Okay. Yeah. Next one.
And then the next one is called like your cousin.
Cousin?
Yeah.
And then
the other one's called like your niece. She's just born. It's so little.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And that's it.
Okay. What's the name of your practice if people want to see you?
Oh, yeah. It's called Tom. Can you please look at my feet?
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, it's time for some promos for 92.9 The Beat. Tom and I are going to do some promos for your pleasure. Stick around.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, it's 92.9 The Beat. I'm Mystery Jeff from The Mystery Hour. It's a TV show. I swear it's on Ozarks Fox Saturday nights. Come on. All right. Hey, I have Tom Gray here. Tom is a stand-up comedian here in the area. He travels and does stand-up, which is proof that he's funny. Here we go. So we're going to do some promos. They asked us to do some promos for 92.9. We're just going to play them for you. They're different promos of celebrities talking about how they listen to 92.9. You know how that goes. All right, here we go. Tom, let's hear it.
Hey, this is Carrie Underwood. You're listening to 92.9 The Beat. Just like Bob Marley says, when the beat hits you... You keep on listening to it.
You keep on listening. That's a good one. All right. Let's hear the next one.
All right. This is Kermit the Frog's brother, Brian the Frog. And when I'm not on a lily pad, I'm listening to 92.9 The Beat.
Oh, good one. Good one.
That
okay.
was good.
Tom, you got another one to press play on?
Yeah, I got another one. I got this one. Hey, this is Hulk Hogan. Please forgive me. 92.9.
All right. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Hey, everybody, it's me, Terry, the guy that's spinning the CC's pizza sign. When I got my headphones in, spinning and spinning and spinning the sign, I'm listening to 92.9 The Beat. All right, good one. Okay,
wow.
Tom.
Yeah.
You got one?
This is your neighbor, Steve. He's saying, hey, can you please stop hitting my trash can whenever you pull out of your driveway? And also, keep listening to 92.9 The Beat.
All right, next one. This is your mother. How come you never call? Why don't you ever call? Are you listening to 92.9 The Beat? I know I am. Just hoping you'll call in so I can hear your voice. 929 The Beat for moms. Okay?
That was sweet.
That's a nice
cute.
One.
Yeah.
You got one?
Yeah. I think I got one more somewhere.
Yeah, just the play button's right over there.
Oh, is it over here? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Click.
Gotcha. Hey, this is Cousin Terry. I'm just saying, I know we had a rough patch there for a while because I broke into your car at the family reunion 5 years ago. But I just want to say, the best part of breaking in your car was that 92.9 was playing on the radio the whole time.
There you have it, everybody. There are the promos for 92.9 The Beat.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, it's Saturday night. I want to hear what you guys are up to. What are you doing this Saturday night? You driving around somewhere? Probably. I want to call in. I want to hear what you're up to. Call me at 100.4.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, it's me, Mystery Jeff. I said a few minutes ago, I want you to call in, tell me what you're up to this Saturday night. I gave you the phone number, 100.4, and I got a caller. Caller, you're on the air. What are you up to this Saturday night?
Oh, this Saturday?
Tonight, yeah. What
tonight?
Are you doing?
Oh, yeah, that is tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight, I'm going down to the STD flea market.
Yeah.
They start selling beer there.
They're selling beer there?
Yeah. I don't know if you saw, but they sell bottled beer at the STD flea market.
Wait, is this real?
It is real. This is real life.
You're going to the flea market to drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They don't judge you there, man. It's all free love there.
I suppose so. Is it just you by yourself, or are there other people you're going with?
I just hang out, try and meet the folks, meet the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kinda usually like there's like some young couple, and I'll come up to them, stand a little too close for their comfort, and then they walk away.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like an unofficial, like a Walmart sort of greeter.
Yeah. I would say that.
But more drunk.
Yeah. Well, that depends on which Walmart you go to.
Yeah, I suppose so. What's your favorite thing you've seen at the flea market?
Oh, probably the beer that they got there to sell at the flea market. You know, I don't know if you know that, but it's pretty cheap. It's like $3 a bottle. I drink about 32.
And you just hang out?
I just hang out. I get there probably... I mean, right now I'm calling you from the parking lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They told me I need to go outside for a minute because I was scaring children, but...
Right.
But I think they're just full of it.
Yeah. So the owners, they like it that you're there or not?
I mean, I don't really see them too much. They look at me and then they usually say something under their breath, but I'm assuming they're just like, I like that guy.
Just real quietly
real
to themselves.
Real quiet. They don't say it to me, but they're shy.
Right.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to call. Thank you so much for having me on, Jeff. If you ever want to grab a brew, I'll be just right down at the STD flea market.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, I have Tom Gray here in the studio with me. He's a stand-up comedian, touring stand-up, local stand-up, regional stand-up, nationally touring stand-up, internationally touring stand-up. He's shaking his head. We'll be back in a few minutes to talk to him.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, Saturday night, here we are. You're driving, I'm in your car. Open the trunk, please. Hey, it's me, Mr. Jeff. I have Tom Gray here with me. Tom is a stand-up comedian, super funny, and he's in here, and you're there. So I want to talk to Tom about kind of his stand-up, because I think it's interesting to people pursuing stand-up here, and just kind of how there is like a pretty good scene, and like regionally there is as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, what does it look like for you? How often are you getting up on stage?
I mean, you can get up here maybe 4 times, 5 times a night.
Yeah?
Maybe, yeah. Some nights you can go up multiple times a night, which is pretty nice. Wednesday nights you can do Gailey's and the Outland. And,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. You can spread your wings, fly a little bit up there, you know?
But that is what it's about, really. It's like, it's just like doing it over and over.
Over and over again. You start hating your own jokes.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. Because like what I do, like we have different stuff for each show, or like I started like an improv and it's all different each time.
I'm always
curious, like with stand up, because you hone a joke and hone a joke and hone a joke, and so you have to kind of keep doing it, keep getting better with it, and then you got to keep doing it, but it still has to feel fresh,
real. Yeah.
Which is that hard?
Yeah, it's really hard. I get stuck in that robot brain a lot where it's like I'm reading a script, but no, you just gotta. You just got to act, you know?
There's like an acting element to it,
isn't
there?
It's acting. It really is. You got to act like you're thinking it up.
Yeah, and I'm always impressed when you see, it's a whole different skill. Like, I don't have the stand-up muscle, but it's a whole different skill to, like, to act as if you've just come up with this thought.
Yeah.
For the whatever night.
Yeah. And I'm not very good at that.
Yeah.
when I say things, it's very obvious I've thought of it.
Yeah. So you travel around as well. Yeah. Where do you go?
I go to Fayetteville, Arkansas, Wichita, Kansas, all out and about. Next year, or a few months from now, Garrett and I are going. Garrett Smalley.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Name dropping.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. No big deal. You guys will figure that out once you start going up on stage a few more times. But we're going south to like Alabama, Mississippi.
That's super
other
fun.
Other states like that.
And I think it's cool about stand-up is like it's just you or you and someone else going with you. And you're just like, I want to go here. Let's call these places and you can make it happen.
Yeah. It's pretty intimate. I'm terrible at messaging people and being like, hey, do you want to pay me to come to your town? Right.
Yeah.
I'm usually like, can someone else message them and then let me know if they want me to go?
All right, there you go. A real stand-up comedian in Springfield. Yeah. You can do things like that here.
It's true. Do it.
He's doing it. Get off your heinies.
Lazy.
Come on, you fools.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, it's a new game called Here's the Punchline, Guess the Setup. I got Tom Gray in here, and when we come back in a few minutes, he's going to tell me the punchlines to his jokes, and I'm going to guess the setup. It's good radio.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Tom Gray's here. Hey, it's me, Mystery Jeff. I got Tom Gray, stand-up comedian.
Hi.
Tom has jokes, punchlines, stories. So we're going to have Tom tell me one of his... Tell me a punchline, and I try to guess what the setup to the punchline is.
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. Let me get my voice ready.
Yep.
I came here to party and go on a scavenger hunt.
That's the punchline.
Yeah.
I came here to party and go on a scavenger hunt. Oh, so this is clearly a story about trying to find a friend at a party.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't find him, but I'm finding myself on a scavenger hunt.
You nailed it. You nailed it right on the head.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
That's actually the exact wording I use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's real staccato.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear the next one.
All right. Just proves that the DARE program is a lie.
Oh. I know this one because I've seen your stand up.
Yeah.
About going to rehab as a youngster.
It's about doing ecstasy and taking the ACT.
Ah, yeah. Don't do that, everybody.
Don't do it.
Don't do that. Real talk. All right. Let's hear the next one.
All right. Last one I got here. So I think I'm a sleeper cell.
This is your story about being on the dark web.
That's very close, actually.
Is it?
That's very close.
What is it?
It's about... having a ringing in my ears and either my hearing's going out or I'm a sleeper cell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
It also ties into drugs, of course.
Of course. Don't do them.
Don't do them.
All right. If you want to see jokes like that, plus the real setups, find Tom Gray at any stand-up location in town. Goodbye.